and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The FBI is investigating a terror attack in Boulder, Colorado. A man the White House calls an illegal alien allegedly tossed an incendiary device into a group of people gathered to bring attention to Israeli hostages in Gaza. Eight people were injured.
All of a sudden, you saw this big puff of smoke go up in the air. And then it turned out that there was a guy with a Molotov cocktail or something like that that threw it on people.
CBS's Anna Schechter has more.
The FBI said the suspect had on him a makeshift flamethrower and threw an incendiary device, Molotov cocktails. They named him as 45-year-old Mohammed Sabri Solomon and said that he yelled Free Palestine.
Police in Salem, Oregon say 11 people were taken to a hospital last night after a man went on a stabbing spree. It happened at Union Gospel Mission. The extent of the injuries has not been released. An unidentified man is in custody. Ukraine launched drone attacks on air bases across Russia over the weekend, as CBS's Olivia Rinaldi reports.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky wrote in a post on X that the attack hit about 34% of strategic cruise missile carriers stationed at air bases all across Russia, also calling the attack satisfying. The White House declined to comment on the attack, but administration sources told CBS News that the White House was not aware this attack was coming.
Meanwhile, Ukraine says its delegation has arrived in Istanbul for another ceasefire negotiating session today with the Russians. Across the border from Ukraine, conservative nationalist Karol Nawrocki, backed by President Trump, narrowly won Poland's weekend presidential runoff election. The race revealed deep divisions in the country along the eastern flank of NATO and the European Union. Correspondent Scott McFarlane reports jury selection begins this morning in a defamation case against one of President Trump's most visible surrogates.
More than 4.5 years since the 2020 election, the conspiracy theories about that election continue to have an impact. This defamation trial in Denver, filed by a former official with Dominion Voting System, accuses Mike Lindell, a Trump loyalist, Lindell's MyPillow company, and Lindell's media outlet of being vectors of misinformation and pushing dangerous, impactful conspiracy theories.
There are several Republican holdouts in the Senate as it takes up the Trump-supported House-passed tax and spending bill. Kentucky's Rand Paul tells CBS's Face the Nation it adds too much to the deficit.
I think there are four of us at this point, and I would be very surprised if the bill at least is not modified in a good direction.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a good recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open. We'll tell you something good.
Out of Appleton North High School.
Bigger is not always what wins. It's physicality as well. The bigger you are, the more you can hold up. But we still got to continue to train and understand what physicality really looks like.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
More of that smoky haze in the sky today, otherwise partly cloudy and warm with a high in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy with temperatures dropping into the low to mid-60s. Tomorrow night, showers and thunderstorms with some locally heavy rain. Highs tomorrow in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Maggie Dawn.
At 4:30, I'll be joined by senior ranking member of the state's Joint Finance Committee, Senator LaTanya Jackson, to talk about the Republicans' cuts that will affect you and yours.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Michael Negron of the Small Business Majority.
You know, the Trump administration thinks that they're doing a solid for small business with their policies. And so having business owners out there talking about how, whether it's tariffs, whether it's potential cuts to health care, how it's going to hurt their bottom line, how it's going to hurt their consumers or their employees, I do think that will have a real impact. Every time he does something, he gets really bad feedback and he retreats in the face of it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy whose house has an actual wiggle room, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Let's talk about wiggling and the wiggles. Welcome to Nightlight. This is fun. It's a Friday night, folks. We made it through the very short week. And now the weekend is upon us. So hopefully we can help you transition into your leisurely time this weekend, whatever you have planned. Conrad, how are you doing?
You know, I'm good. Yeah. I'm good. Yeah. I got to ask a question. Yeah. Well, more of your opinion.
Yeah.
So today, this is something I usually do. When I need to take out the garbage, it's at the end of the street.
Yeah.
I'll do it before I go into the studio.
Okay. I'm with you so far.
So today, I had some garbage that, you know, had some like garbage juice.
Yeah.
So what I did
heard
is
that term before.
So what I did was I put my hand out the window and I was holding the trash can like this while driving. And I was getting the weirdest
you
looks.
You must have looked like
ever.
A lunatic.
So do you think that's weird or what?
Yeah.
Where do you think I should have put it though?
Here's the thing. I think if you watch people, almost everything they do will seem weird.
Yeah.
Like the movie Rear Window, it's like, oh, he must have killed someone. Well, he's just carrying this. Well, in that case, he did kill someone. But I mean, the amount of times you do something like that in your life are probably thousands. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And yeah, people are probably like, what in the hell is that guy doing? And it'll bother them too. That's what's funny about what the hell is this guy's problem? Like, who cares? That doesn't affect you.
They're all my neighbors. So
he's got some garbage juice.
They just got to know that I don't want to drip it all over my car.
See, I think, yeah. And so you have like a community trash bin or something?
Yeah.
All right. So that's something people will find a way to be pissed off too. He's going to put that disgusting garbage in with the rest of her. Yeah, I think that's kind of strange, but kind of funny. I'd probably laugh if I saw somebody doing that, you know, like.
It felt weird for me. That was the first time I did it, to be honest. I've done like trash routes, you know, but in my back of my car, but it never had that much garbage juice on it.
Well, what's the juice from? Did you throw out gravy or something or what?
I honestly don't remember what it was.
Do you like. Before you throw something out, do you empty it in the sink first, or you just like...
I think that's where I messed up. I forgot to empty something.
Crucial garbage mistake, buddy. That's garbage 101. Come on.
Right.
I think that's a forgivable sin, though. Welcome to Nightlight, folks. This is our garbage talk, and we'll be right back with more garbage talk. Lots of fun. Great show tonight. Great guests. A good question. And we're going to talk about a really cool contest coming up here at Civic Media. It starts June 2nd. That's Monday, for those of you scoring at home. It's the Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win Contest. We do these. They get more popular every time. They're a lot of fun to do, and they're so easy. You do have to have the Civic Media app, so if you don't have it, just download it. It's so easy, and you have a chance 4 separate times throughout the course of every day to win something. Listen for your chance to win. And the contest, as I said, begins June 2nd. Listen across the network at 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. for your chance to win $100 cash. That's tax-free, folks. Well, if you want to report it, you can. or a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club level seats. And this is each hour. Every hour you have an opportunity to win both of those prizes. And each entry you do qualifies you for our grand prize trips. Conrad, you remember where the grand prize trips are?
Oh, some great locations. Door County Fantastic. And Baraboo.
Yeah, two beautiful places in our state here in Wisconsin. So every time you enter or you play, every hour you have a chance to win $100 or Brewers tickets, and then you've got the grand prizes, Door County or Baraboo, and gas money to get you there. So it would kind of suck if you lived like in, I don't know, like, what's it, Algoma. Oh, I want a trip to Door County, they're going to pay for my gas. It's $4. You want to make a little bread on that, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, yeah, why not?
But we are paying the gas money, so you're all set, folks. Four daily chances to enter beginning Monday, June 2nd at 7 a.m. Just get, they'll say the keyword, text it in, and you are all set. Good luck, everybody. Another fun civic media contest. I have to, you know, Kristen Lyerly texted me today. She has a show, and she was checking my availability, and we got to talking, and she said that we cut this promo that I thought was really funny that we couldn't air. Somebody kiboshed it. So, but we said it on this show, so I assume it's okay to say on this show. And Todd said, go for it. So can we hear that promo, Conrad? Can you play that for us?
Yes, I will. Just
all right, let's hear that. This is a kind of a conversation that went off the rails a little bit because Kristen Lyerly, Dr. Kristen Lyerly, is a doctor. So she brings things up from time to time. She's not scared to talk about anything, and neither am I when it's not my show. But when I'm in the driver's seat, I get a little nervous. But, you know, we talked about lube because she brought it up, and she's an OBGYN, and we ended up having kind of a fun conversation, and here's that conversation.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Dr. Kristen Lyerly is here. You just came from an OBGYN conference.
They had a lube bar because there are lots of different kinds of personal lubricants that you can use.
When you say lube, do you need that to give birth the woman?
No, it's for sex. I recommend generally a water-based lube.
Are you writing this down, Conrad?
I cannot speak right now.
Is he blushing?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from...
Kind of tame, right?
I was blushing.
You were blushing. You had a guilty conscience. You immediately went, I was talking to her about lube in a medical sense. You immediately went off the rails. Okay. Kristen Lyerly, check out her show, the Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show here. It's on the weekends here on Civic Media, just like you can check out New Wisco Weekend. I do a classic movie pick of the week. My classic movie pick for this week is, well, you'll just have to tune in and find out.
Well,
that's what
I
they call
that.
A tease in radio. Yeah. I'm getting better at this.
You know what mine is about?
Yeah, tell me.
Well,
don't.
You're going to have to find out.
And it's, what time is that tomorrow for those of taking notes at home?
I believe it's at 11.
It's 11, right?
Yeah,
both
11.
Days.
Yeah.
Saturday and Sunday. So it's such a fun show to be part of. And Lisa Hale does such a great job hosting the show. Speaking of shows, we have a great show tonight. Rex Sykes is here, folks. Rex is the founder of the Movie Beat. He is the host of Movie Beat, I should say, and he did found it. He found it. He finded it. He found it. And Rex will be here at 6:35 talking about film incentives and where we're at here in Wisconsin in terms of enacting this great legislation. I don't know how close we are. I tend to talk about it here on the air every 2 or 3 weeks, but Rex will be by. He's worn many hats in the entertainment business, and he's always fun to talk to. That's at 6:35. Our pal Jimmy Cusco will be here at 7:05. He is the Civic Media Sports Director and is going to talk to us about Star Wars. Something every sports director should be skilled in is Star Wars talk. Jimmy recently rewatched Rogue One and one of the Star Wars series, and I'm not going to tell you which one, but he says it's the best Star Wars has to offer. And Jimmy is he speaks very eloquently about sports, but also about entertainment. So I'm excited to talk to Jim at 7:05. And then 7:35, folks, it is a Bar Band Friday night. Terry Barr is off taking a well-deserved vacation. Do we know where Terry went?
I actually don't know.
Wouldn't it be funny if she's like at a hotel down the street, just taking a little
big
vacay
trip to GB.
I think she was going somewhere more exotic, but I don't know that. And I meant to ask her and I didn't. But anyway, her Max Inc. radio co-host Rocker will be here tonight. And Rocker has filled in before on Bar Band Friday night and he's a blast. So very excited to talk to our pal Rocker at 7:35. So there you go. That's a show. And all right. So today, this was kind of funny. One of my favorite songs, I would say, of the 2000 early to mid, I'm talking 2010, is the show, or is the song Forget You.
Well,
I can't say the real title. That I know I can't say on the air.
Yes.
So they put out a separate version. The song was called, the actual title was F.U., and they put out a, you know, tamer radio-friendly version called Forget You, and it's terrible. That sounds awful.
Yes.
But that's what we used to say when we were kids and we were afraid to swear. And Steve Segrin has a great bit about that, where he starts calling someone a mother forgetter and I forgot my girlfriend, like all that kind of stuff. So it got me thinking, a good question might be, what is your favorite swear word or phrase? Now, here's what we could do, folks. You got to keep it clean because it's radio. But you can allude to what your favorite swear word or phrase is. Mine is POS. I just say that and it makes me feel better. Yeah, go ahead.
We forgot to do the lead to the question.
Oh, I got so excited to do that. I don't think it's too late. Let's do it.
Go all right. It.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
Question. Question.
Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions. This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Repeating. What is your favorite swear word or phrase? Please keep it clean. Now, if you don't, if you're not the kind of person that swears, folks, that's fine too. I wish I was like you. You can say, you know, it could be, what do you say when you mean to swear, but you won't use a swear word, like fiddlesticks or rats, you know, or what's the other one from Napoleon? Flippin'.
Yeah.
They're just words. Sometimes I just want to say, you're not going to offend me, but you never know who you're around. Sometimes you want to save it. So what is your favorite swear word or phrase? You can either describe it to us using radio friendly or text friendly on the radio language, or you can say what you say in place of that. Freaking, flipping, you know, H-E double hockey sticks, whatever it is, H-E double toothpicks. But please feel free to share all of this stuff. It's 855-752, what's it? 4842. This is my former number and I can't remember. 855-752-4842. You can text us on the app, which you should have anyway, to play the Scani Summer Contest here at Civic Media, which starts June 2nd. The way I did that, Conrad.
I like it.
Snuck it
in.
A little extra promo. Or if you're watching the radio on Twix, also known as Twitter, Facebook, or YouTube, you can text us on the stream as well. Yeah. We accept any and all. The question every day has been posted to our social media accounts. So if you're there, and especially Facebook, we get some pretty good responses. You can share your answers there as well. And if you're there, give us a like or a follow. We like to get those. So let us know what you think, and we'll read those after the break. But right now, I have to tell you, and this will be a question at some point next week, too.
Yeah.
But there is a new soap on the market. You think Irish Spring is great? Hey, great. How about, what is it, Ivory, Lava, whatever you use. Now, you can buy Sydney Sweeney. Influenced, not just influenced, but the soap scientists have found a way to incorporate Sydney Sweeney's actual bathwater into the soap. And it's for sale. So you can buy that, folks, whether you're just concerned about cleanliness or a bona fide prevert, whatever. You can buy Sydney Sweeney soap that smells like her bathwater. Now, I only assume it's bath water she's bathed in and not just like she drew a bath and then just said, here's the water, because that would be fraud. Would you ever buy that, Conrad?
Well, actually, I already pre-ordered a 30-pack. A
couple cases? Yeah. Perv.
Well, I think she's going to smell good, which makes me smell better.
But what if she doesn't smell good? I know she's beautiful.
What if it smells terrible?
What if she stinks? And no one is going to tell her that because she's Sydney Sweeney.
But it's the bathwater, so would it smell like her soap? So
Either way, this
soap based off another brand?
I don't know. Jacob Elordi bathwater soap?
Oh.
She could stink, though, and no one's going to tell her because she makes them too much money. So here's an open invitation to Sydney Sweeney. Come by the Nightlight Studios. I'll smell you. I'll give you the go-ahead and let you know if this is a good product.
Maybe drop off
And give us a few bucks.
Yeah.
All right, we're coming right back. We're going to read your text and talk more about Sydney Sweeney soap. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. Silver shine.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
We are not perfect here at Civic Media. Far be it. Certainly not perfect at this show. But one thing I can assure you of, our owner that I can see right through this glass right now, Sage Weil, has never once told me what to say and encourages us to speak the truth. And that's why, above all else, I'm proud to work for this company. And along with my colleagues, we will bring you what's really happening out there. And if we get it wrong along the way, we'll admit to that and correct ourselves as well.
Catch the Todd Albaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses for free. Find a mentor today at score.org.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WFHR.com/contest-terms. As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
That doesn't work. Sometimes in life, you have to swear. You just do it. Like, I can't say fiddlesticks or, aw, shoot. One time my dad, you know, he's more like, he doesn't want to swear, didn't want to swear around his kids. My dad would get really upset and he'd go, ah, geez. That doesn't cut it. I'm sorry. Geez. Ah, gee whiz.
It just doesn't have the same effect, you know?
And it's only because I was there. I'm sure everybody swears. I know my mom swears sometimes. I've caught her. But some people just aren't comfortable doing it in front of other people. So,
you know what my favorite is?
What is your favorite?
Son of a biscuit.
Son of a biscuit. Yeah, that's a good one.
Because it makes me sound a little Southern when I do it.
Yeah, all right. It makes you hungry, too. I know shut the front door is one.
Yeah.
I don't know where this one came from. I've only heard this in Wisconsin, but holy buckets. What is that?
That is great.
It doesn't even make sense. All right, we got some responses. And I'm not done with this Sydney Sweeney thing. Did you see that? Here, she put this comment out, Conrad, and you shared it in the chat. And I did see this as part of the article, but I didn't clip it. But here's Sydney Sweeney's comment about why she's putting out a soap that has the essence of her bathwater. She says, I honestly think it's a really fun full circle moment because fans always joke about wanting my bathwater. Well, they're not joking, Sydney. I was like, this is just a cool way to have a conversation with the audience and give them what they want. Do you honestly think Sydney Sweeney wants to have a conversation about men who want her bathwater? She wouldn't go near them with a 10-foot Sydney Sweeney pole.
You know, that's a great pickup line.
What?
Hey, could I have your bathwater?
Yeah, right. That's a great line if you want a restraining order. She says, but then also hopefully encourage them to take care of themselves in a healthy way. The phrase take care of themselves, there's a little leeway there. Because let's be honest, guys don't want to smell like Sydney Sweeney. They want a girl to smell like Sydney Sweeney or their wife or their girlfriend. And that's weird too. Honey, I'd prefer you smell like this movie star.
So you're saying this is a potential Christmas gift?
Well.
Or an anniversary gift?
Depending on how comfortable you are in your relationship. I think it's a product that men and women are buying for two very different reasons. And, you know, whatever. She's probably going to make a, I hope it smells good. I am, this is an open invitation though. Come on by the studio.
Sydney. Yeah. Yeah.
I think she keeps a place in Green Bay, right?
Well, you guys are on talking terms now?
Well, we're getting there.
Okay.
It's been a long road. I cheated.
On Facebook.
Facebook. I Netflix cheated on her. But I think I've heard, and, you know, she might keep a place in downtown Green Bay. If that's the case, swing by WGBW. We'll smell you free of charge. And we'll let you know if it. We think this is a go. All right. Going to the social media responses to today's question, folks, which is, what is your favorite swear word or phrase or imitation swear word? Have fun with it, folks, but keep it clean. Lisa Hale, host of New Wisco Weekend, says, keep it clean. Okay. Was that grandma would say, never anything stronger. Me? Oh, mine is that lovely four-letter powerhouse. Oh, there's a few of those.
Yeah.
Let's assume it's the F-bomb. Luke Mather says, clean? FFS. You know what that stands for, yeah. Conrad. That's a good one, too.
For actually. Father's sake.
Yeah. For Phil Dunphy's sake. That was a great episode of Modern Family where Phil thought WTF meant why the face. Fitzmaranto, our pal, the Chicago comedian, he's been on the show. He says, son of a diddly. I never heard that one before.
I haven't either.
I like it, though.
Yeah.
Sounds a little Flanders-esque. My pal, Dick Lesperance. Here's my history with Dick Lesperance. Dick was 2 years ahead of me in high school, and he used to joke that he was the all-time pregame scoring leader at Catholic Central. You know, layup line shooter.
Yeah, nice.
And I broke his record.
Oh, nice. Nice.
I was on the bench during the games, but I tore it up in the pregame. Dick says, shizzle bedizzle. Never heard of that one either, but you know what, Dick? If it works for you, he could have said his first name, too. I don't know. Mike Mercury, keep it clean. What the, and then he did asterisks, kind of asterisk, is that? Exactly. See, Mike gets it. Love Mike. Sheila Rosenberg says, oh, I don't even know if I can say some of these. Lint liquor? What's that? That sounds obscene. Because yes. Where is lint? The pocket.
The belly button.
You get a lot of trouble down there. Especially if you got a pocket full of bad intentions. Todd Michaels says, Sheila Rosenberg, cootie queen. It's an inside joke probably between Todd and Sheila. Sarah Jean says, son of a nutcracker. That's a good one.
I like it.
It's got the hard K sound in there. You get a little satisfaction out of that. Civic Media's Chuck Gennaro says, LOL, yeah, I got nothing. Come on, Chuck. You're better than that. That's hilarious. Going to the text line. Oh, I can't wait to read these. Because now I've given an example. The social media one, I have to tip my hat. People kind of ran with it and had fun, even without any kind of direction. All right. We've got, Nick Wallander. This is from social media, too. He says, is that from last night? Scroll back that far?
That was from last night, but I put it in there because that was right as the show ended.
I could swear I read that.
Oh.
I did read that. But,
okay.
You know,
okay.
It's better to be thorough.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
Tom in New Berlin says, Pete, what a topic when you realize you're a stupid human. All driver leave their blinker on. It's one what's due. I don't get that. Sometimes I think Tom just says whatever's on his mind, and I love his, like, he either hits a home run or it's like, I need some clarification. So, Tom, you're welcome to text back.
I think that was all voice text, too.
Yeah. Oh, I do that all the time, as you know. WMDX, listening in WMDX, shut the front door. Great one. That's from the 212, baby. Roger from Stevens Point says, instead of cursing, I say horse hockey and buffalo spit.
I like
love
those.
Love that. Buffalo spit is fantastic. Rogers in the 715. All right, we're coming back, folks. Rex Sykes is here. We're going to talk a little bit about Wisconsin incentives, film incentives. We'll get an update as to where things are at and why people should make movies in Wisconsin. Because they should, dagnammit. See what I did there?
I like it.
All right, we're coming back. This is Nightlight with Peach Waba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I can remember when I caught up with a pastime intimate friend. She said, but you're probably gonna say I'm
locally grown radio, WFHR. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief in Boulder, Colorado. Eight people at an event supporting Israeli hostages in Gaza were injured when a man hurled an incendiary device at them. Special FBI agent in charge, Mark Makalik, says the suspect is in custody.
The subject has been identified as Mohammed Sabri Solomon, and he's 45 years old.
White House Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller says he's a, quote, illegal alien who overstayed a tourist visa during the Biden administration but had a work permit. Ukraine sent drones to attack bases deep inside Russia over the weekend, destroying dozens of their warplanes. Ukraine also sent negotiators to Istanbul ahead of today's ceasefire talks with the Russians.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio spoke with his Russian counterpart on Sunday at Russia's request. A State Department spokesperson said that Secretary Rubio reiterated President Trump's call for continued direct talks between Russia and Ukraine to achieve a lasting peace.
Olivia Rinaldi reporting. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
Christian Yelich injured. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Badgers play the Reds tonight in Cincinnati, but slugger Christian Yelich will be out after he was hit with a pitch in the Brewers' 5-2 win over the Phillies yesterday on FanDuel, Wisconsin.
Ooh, that get him in the head. Umpires awarding him first base, and it's a hit-by pitch. And
that one a little bit too far in on Yelich.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
He's real sore. You know, he couldn't squeeze the bat, so it'll be a day-to-day thing. It's not broken, thank God. I hate it for him that he's got to take a day off, but probably will be out.
X-rays did not show any broken bones. College football, the Badgers with over a dozen prospects on campus over the weekend. Three of the players agreeing to commit, including a 6'3" linebacker, Ben Wenzel, out of Appleton North High School.
Bigger is not always what wins. It's physicality as well. The bigger you are, the more you can hold up. But we still got to continue to train and understand what physicality really looks like.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Major Margaret Houlihan, also known as actress Loretta Swit, has passed away. Swift played the character, also known as Hot Lips, for the entire 11-year run of MASH. According to Deadline, she was nominated for an Emmy Award every year and won twice in 1980 and 1982. Swit passed away at her New York home from natural causes last Friday at the age of 87. Hot Lips and Frank, together again. More troubling news regarding Kevin Costner's too-long-to-say movie title and ridiculously long movie, also known as Horizon, An American Saga, Parts 1 and 2. Good grief. Last week, Costner was accused by a stunt person of sexual harassment, and now the production is being accused of not paying its costume fees. The United Costume Corporation is seeking $350,000 for unpaid fees, according to Variety. Just a word to the wise, to the Yellowstone star, those costumes may come in handy if creditors come knocking. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
More of that smoky haze in the sky today, otherwise partly cloudy and warm with a high in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy with temperatures dropping into the low to mid-60s. Tomorrow night, showers and thunderstorms with some locally heavy rain. Highs tomorrow in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
This is for people who watched me anchoring the news at Channel 13. My last day at TV 13 was 20 years ago yesterday.
Oh, I'm old now too.
Well, yeah, that was my whole point.
And I was too when you stopped working at TV.
That's what I get all the time now is people come up and they go, oh, were you on TV? I'm like, yeah. And then I go, don't say it. I watched you when I was a little kid. I'm like, yikes.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Michael Negron of the Small Business Majority.
You know, the Trump administration thinks that they're doing a solid for small business with their policies. And so having business owners out there talking about how, whether it's tariffs, whether it's potential cuts to health care, how it's going to hurt their bottom line, how it's going to hurt their consumers or their employees. I do think that will have a real impact. Every time he does something, he gets really bad feedback and he retreats in the face of it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, America's credit has been downgraded. What does that mean for Wisconsinites? Hour number two, we go beyond the cheese. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
We've got, we're having fun, folks. We've got a great show. Rex Sykes is here in just a minute. We're going to talk about incentives in Wisconsin and why people should make their movies here. We all know why, but we're going to reiterate, so to speak. Jimmy Cuska is here at 7:05 talking about his favorite. He thinks it's the best Star Wars has to offer. And he's not the sports director for nothing, folks. We're going to probably ask him a couple sports questions, too. And it's a Bar Band Friday night. Rocker will be filling in for Terry, her Max Inc. co-host, at 7:35. Our question of the night is, what is your favorite swear word or phrase? What's your go-to? We got shut the front door, buffalo spit. You can use actual swear words, but we have to be able to read your text on the radio, so use your imagination. Cherry from Horicon says, good evening, Pete and Conrad. I say rats. Really bad rats. Cherry lives in a Peanuts cartoon. Thanks, Cherry. Christine from Slinger says, piffle. You know that one, Con?
I have never heard that
never
one.
Never heard that either. Oh, thank you, Christine. That's a good one. Getting some new ones here. Brian from Green Bay says, can Conrad talk to Dr. Lyerly on why, hey, can I smell your bathwater is not a smooth move for the ladies? I'll be sure and bring that up next time Kristen's here.
I'm going by it. It's a great pickup line.
All right. We will get to more of your tech later. Right now, it is my pleasure to welcome to Nightlight. He is the host of Movie Beat. And he is working actively to get incentives passed here in Wisconsin with a group called Action Wisconsin. I don't know if he's actually part of that or doing something separately, but either way, he's to be commended. And he's an old friend. Rex Sykes joins us now on Nightlight. Hey, buddy.
That's so good to be with you again, Pete. You always do a great show. And it's thank you for having me on and having Conrad make all those arrangements. So thank you.
Oh, our pleasure, man. That's what we do here, Rex. We need some content, and you're the guy. Hey, I gotta ask you, all right, so sometimes when I think about you, I'm like, well, Rex is this, no, he's this, no, he's this. You have worn a lot of hats, and we'll get to the incentives, but you've worn a lot of showbiz hats. Can you tell us some of the hats you've worn?
Well, I'm a SAG actor, and I'm a producer. I've done some writing. I don't consider myself a writer, but I've written screenplays and different things, and have helped doctor some projects. I consult, I teach acting, and I direct. So, and I've done production management, first ADing, and, you know, a whole bunch of it. You know, if you're going to be in the film business, you might as well learn to do everything. And so, but what that does is it means that nobody knows what I actually do.
Jack of all trades. All right, let's do this. This is interesting because you just said first AD. Tell people that are listening that might not know what that means. What is a first AD, Rex?
It's the first assistant director, and they don't assist in the director's vision. They help. I mean, they're not directing the movie. They're helping the director put the director's vision, the writer's vision, the producer's vision, whoever that is, up on the screen. So they're the communication hub. They are the one who, through every department in film business, runs through. They are the safety person, and they are responsible to make sure that you move from one location to another location, that you get done on time and under budget. So they at first AD does everything. They help budget, you name it. You know, there's probably not a job that a first AD doesn't do. That's why their life expectancy is like 50 years old.
It's a good gig, though. Like, if you get in that union, it's a great gig. Yeah. What is the – I always hear this term, and I think I know what it is, and I've actually made a movie, and I still am not 100% sure, so maybe you can clarify. What's a second?
Second is the second AD, and there's a third AD, and they all have different jobs. Like some one may shuttle people, cast members, and things from the dressing rooms to, you know, or from the soundstage to their trailers and whatever, and get them on the set on time. The second usually is the person who does all the contract paperwork.
Very well done.
Signs them in, signs them out, things like that. Unless I'm wrong, and then it wouldn't make much difference.
Well, look, I wouldn't even know. So well done. And I think what we're about to talk about soon, this stuff's important because we want, you know, if more movies get shot here, we want people to be able to come here and crew up in Wisconsin and not have to bring crew from out of state, because typically, and I don't know the legislation here, but typically that's not deductible or refundable, so to speak, if it's what you spend here in the state. So let's dive into the incentives, Rex. Tell us what role you're playing.
Well, I happen to be friends with the people, Action Wisconsin, and the people who are doing that. I had a much larger role back in 2006, 7, and 8, and 9 when we originally had film incentives. And I live in Los Angeles and Wisconsin. And so, you know, it's important for me in both my homes to be able to work. And what incentives do, and they're bringing them back to L.A. too, it looks like.
Yeah.
But if you look at the dictionary definition of incentive, it's a thing that motivates you or encourages you to do something, which means either to invest in something or to stimulate greater output. So what tax incentives are is it brings business into the state where people can invest. You know, what we want to do is we want to attract film companies to come in and spend their money in the state, because when they do that, there's a multiplier effect. What that means is for every dollar they spend, the state would get $6 or $7 or $8 back in terms of profit or return on investment. You also want to incentivize the people in the state so that they can produce and we can become part of a global economy. And that means that we produce and then we distribute, or we output the product that we produce to the world.
Right.
And people sometimes have a difficult time thinking about it, but filmmaking is, and you're a director, you know, filmmaking is a manufacturing process that's really not any different than manufacturing a pair of shoes or a purse or a television set. It comes with an idea, you know, which is then written down. It becomes a screenplay. It then goes into a pre-production mode where you have to figure out how you're going to do what you're going to do, and you're going to allocate money. You're going to have to budget it. And from the pre-production stage, it goes into a production stage. And from a production, which is a manufacturing process, is when people show up on the set and they film it. And then they have to do post, meaning they have to edit and color it and do the sound, you know, design and all that kind of thing. And from there, there's the marketing, the distribution and the marketing of it. So it's like taking any product to market. And in this case, it's entertainment. And entertainment is one of the largest global exports of the United States in the world.
Right.
And Wisconsin could capture that and benefit by that by passing the incentives, which would mean that the local people would work more and that outer people could come in and produce their film works, and they would get a tax break. We don't need to go into all of that. Because it's hard to explain in some ways, but it's all above board. And there's things that you get a tax break for, and there's things you can't get a tax break for. You know, and so it's like a line item kind of thing that, you know, we'll give you a discount on this, but, you know, you have to pay full price on that.
In a nutshell, the more you spend in a state, the more you get either in a rebate or whatever the incentive happens to be. But it's very good for the economy, very good for state economies. My guest is Rex Sykes. He is the host of Movie Beat, and he is working hard to bring film projects here, hoping to get these incentives passed. We are one of the only states, Rex, without a film office. Let's say this goes and you work for the film office.
I want to helm the film office.
How do you
put me in charge?
Okay, yes. You can wear that hat too. What do you say to people? How do you draw them here? How do you pitch Wisconsin?
You pitch the advantages of the locations that you have, the beauty of the state.
Great.
You know, we've got big city, we got small cities, we got rural, we got, you know, urban, we've got the big lake, we've got, you know, forest, we got, you know, a lot of opportunity for people to come in and use Wisconsin as a background. But you also have the labor force here. And attract people in for the there were a couple, I thought a couple parts to your question.
Well, that was fine. I was just saying, what is it about Wisconsin that you would sell? And you kind of just did it. You said big cities, small towns, lakes, forests. We've got hills. We don't have mountains or oceans, but we've got almost everything else. I mean, there's a lot you could film here.
When I first came here, I would encounter producers from Los Angeles and around the world who say, I would love to shoot in Wisconsin. I love Wisconsin. It's gorgeous. It's an incredible place to be. The people are wonderful, you know, but they couldn't do it because it was too costly without incentives, without some form of break. Now, there's also a cap on these incentives. In other words, there's only so much you can give away to a particular production, like up to, say, $1 million or a cap where after $10 million is spent, you know, they've been exhausted for that year. But the thing that people need to really realize is that all this money that we're talking about goes into the mom and pop shop. It goes into all the amenities, the hotels, the rentals, the carpentry, the plumbers, the electrician. I mean, anybody who's part of a production process within this state, you know, is the beneficiary of the influx of money, because let's say they bring in a movie crew, right? And they can bring in X amount of people, and then they have to hire X amount of people from the state. They bring those people in, they have to house them, they have to feed them, they have to, you know, shuttle them around, they have to transport them, they have to rent cars, they have to rent the spaces, they have to, you know, get permits for the production. So all of that money goes right into Wisconsin all over the state. I mean, that's the benefit of this thing, is that it benefits the entire state.
Right.
So on the west side or the north side or the south side or the east side, you know, you're benefiting from increased. Back in, you know, well, you made the movie here. Yours wasn't incentivized, was it?
Godfather. Not technically. We had so much help from the community, though. I couldn't even put a number on it. But that's a big help, too. But Rex, how long will it take, in your opinion? And I say again, there's a reason I asked you how many hats you wear or have worn. How long will it? Let's say the incentives pass legislation is enacted next fall, the fall after, whenever. How long does it take for us to have the workforce in terms of crews, best boys, gaffers, all that stuff? How long does that take?
Well, it will take a while. I mean, if you look at Atlanta, which is up and running and one of the biggest, you know, industries in our country now, or New Mexico has been in different locations. It'll take a while. There are people here who are qualified and capable and competent and ready and willing and able to work. And then there are others who need to be brought up to speed. Like anything, you know, it'll take some time. But during that time, keep in mind that the productions are going. I mean, even let's say no local Wisconsin person worked and all we did was attract people in. That money would still benefit the state. And during that time, we could be educating and training all of the people to be able to do the job. So there's a benefit even if we're slow, you know, in terms of growth. But let me revisit something, Pete, because it's important. Back when the incentives, we did have them. We had them for a year, and then they were removed by a governor at the time in 2009. There were only four movies that got incentivized. Project Solitude, which was renamed Susan Moses. I think you know she did it up in the Mike Nasdorf did the Tony Shalhoub movie, Feed the Fish. Mm-hmm. Terry Green came in with No God, No Master in 2009, and a $5 million movie on the first domestic terrorism in the United States back in the 19th century. And Michael Mann had Johnny Depp, Public Enemy. But there were 25 other productions going on in 2008 that weren't incentivized. One was David Lynch's Ex-Wife. That was Baraboo, the film that she made, and a host of other projects that were going on that were all part reality TV shows and other things that came into the state. Didn't get a dime in incentives, but they came here because we were film friendly and they wanted to shoot here.
Yeah.
And see, this is the thing. So not every film maybe get incentives, but it will create an avenue for people to come in and produce their projects and get them then out to market, and create the avenue for us to be able to produce here locally and get it out to market.
Right.
So it's a win-win.
We'll pick it up right there. We got to do a very quick break. We'll come back with a few more minutes with our pal Rex Sykes. This is Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Here comes my baby.
Here she comes now. Walking with us. Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Matt Miller, Milwaukee-based film critic. The film Sinners, the more distance I have from it, the more I liked it. Is that an Oscar film?
I think there is a love for what Sinners is doing, that a studio movie was this interesting and creative and thoughtful, but also entertaining. This is not the last you will hear about Sinners this year. I'd be shocked if it doesn't get a Best Picture nomination.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wfhr.com/contest-terms. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Hey, this is John Grise, also Uncle Rico, and you're listening to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Gonna be some sweet sounds coming down the night shift.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabba. Great to have you with me on this Friday as we all ease into the weekend together. Tom from New Berlin said, Tom says, when you realize your blinker is too long, stupid, we know we've all been there. And then Tom says, you're Pete, once in a while, I am witty. That's our class clown love. You got it, Tom. I appreciate the clarification. Thank you, buddy. Mark from Prater Sack says, and S, sorry, what is he saying? I don't get that. Is that the swear word?
That's first part of his text if you read up. He's clarifying.
Okay, thank you, Mark. And Aaron Sommer says, wait, you can say lube on the radio? Well, you can if you're Kristen Lierley. I just went with it. I don't share her potty mouth type thoughts. But all right, we have a few more minutes with our current guest, Rex Sykes. He is here. He is the host of Movie Beat and he's trying to help bring incentives to the state to get more film shot here. Rex, we just have a couple minutes left. Tell us about Movie Beat.
Well, I want to, but I want to do something really important before that. Everybody who is interested in this should write their state legislators, representatives, and they can do that by going to actionwisconsin.org. ACTI.org. It's actually, I mean, if you have a way of putting it up, that would be good, but it's ACTIONWI.org, I believe. And but reach out to your representatives. This really does benefit everybody.
Absolutely.
And I would be remiss. I mean, I'm a champion for film and a champion for the film incentives, but ACTRA Wisconsin, Imagine Milwaukee, people like Ann Katz, George Sucrose, Jeffrey Kurz, Susan Jerva, and so many people have been championing this and have repiloted this to make it happen. And it's being voted on, I guess, soon. And the governor's got it on his desk. So, you know, we really need the action of the people to help make this happen and to happen as soon as possible. So, but a big shout out to all those people. Susan Kearns, who's the head of the
Milwaukee Film
now, and yourself and so many other people are really doing everything they can to make this happen. I'm just one. I'm a person, a cog in the wheel.
No, I get it. And a perfect example of that is I have a script that I wrote and I wanted to direct, and maybe I still will, maybe I won't, but we were going to go to northern Minnesota. They have very aggressive incentives there. Would I rather shoot it in Wisconsin? Absolutely. But you have investors to answer to. To your point, that's exactly why we need the incentives.
Well, and, you know, the other thing is the brain drain. You know, kids graduate from college and they leave to go pursue careers elsewhere, either Hollywood, New York, or Europe, or, you know, Florida or Atlanta now. A lot of people are in Atlanta. So what this does is it keeps the talent here, because if you can't work here, you're going to go where the work is, you know, or you're going to give up on your dreams. So in
order to keep the kids in mom and dad's basement for a little longer, and that's there's nothing wrong with that, Rex. Let's be honest.
I wish my kids were in my basement right now. I really do.
I know the feeling. All right. So tell us about Movie Beat. Where can people find it?
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, tell us about Movie Beat before we let you go. Where can people find it?
Oh, it's okay. So it's on RexSikesTV.com, RexSikesTV.com. I do live shows. I also do another show called Create Your Best Life with Rex, which is a little different in scope. It has to do with my book, Life on Your Terms, Create the Life That You Want. I created Rex Sikes Movie Beat in 2009. I had a massive website at the time, and it addressed film incentives, film production here and all around the world, and celebrities. There's over 600 hours of archived shows available on Spotify, Apple, wherever podcasts are heard, and on YouTube and Rex Sikes TV. I've just did a show with actually Susan Jerva and Jeffrey Kurz on incentives. They are Wisconsin filmmakers. Jeff worked at Miramax for 8 years, and Suzanne Jerva worked with Steven Spielberg at DreamWorks for 10 years. They've come back. They're making movies here. And Jeff Ohm, I did a show Wednesday with Jeff. He's a post-production colorist, special effects, visual effects artist, producer, and we did a show on what he does recently. So you can go, you can listen, you can watch on YouTube, you can watch, you just search Rex Sikes Movie or search my name, you know, and I come up in just so many different ways.
It's a great show, and I love how you cover different aspects of filmmaking and like some of the stuff people might not always know. So keep up the great work, buddy.
Thank you. I appreciate it. My goal when I was a kid was I didn't have a mentor. I wanted to know what to do and what not to do, and nobody would tell me anything in Hollywood. They just go, And so the show is film experts, TV experts, streaming experts sharing what to do, what not to do to navigate a career and to have a career and so that you can fulfill your life and live your dreams. And I'm very proud of it, and incredible guests and celebrities that are on it all the time. So go check out Movie Beat, but also be sure to stay tuned to Nightlight.
Oh, well, thank you, buddy. And keep up the great work with the incentives and keep doing a great job with Movie Beat. Have a great night, buddy. Thanks for taking the time tonight.
You too. Thank you for having me. And you keep up the great work and make that movie. And I want to be in it. Make that movie.
Okay. Sounds good, pal. All right. That's Rex Sikes, everybody. Check out Movie Beat and check out actionwisconsin.org. It's actually actionwi.org if you want more information about the incentives. Hopefully they'll pass. Our question of the night, folks, is what is your go-to or favorite swear word or phrase? And I say, please keep it clean so I can read it on the radio. You can hint around and I'll probably figure out what it is. I probably said it. Or you can give us an kind of an imitation, like fiddlesticks, rats, shut the front door, that kind of stuff. Mark from Prairie to Sac says FTS includes two FCC banned words. He says the middle T is this may give you a clue about the F and the T. Freak this S. Done. I got it. I could work for the CIA.
I think so.
I think so, too. Aaron Sommers says, wait, you can't loop on the radio. Aaron, you cut that promo. You think Sommers cut the promo and then stuck it to us and wouldn't play it? The Z-Man? I don't see that happening.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Mark Brady just access that. Sorry, I read that one. All right, we got more text to read. We got more guests to get to. Jimmy Cuska, Civic Media Sports Director, will be here next. We're going to talk about some Star Wars, and we will talk a little sports, too. Jimmy's coming up after intermission. This is Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A peaceful demonstration honoring Israeli hostages in Gaza turned violent after police say a man with a makeshift flamethrower lobbed incendiary devices into the crowd in Boulder, Colorado. FBI Denver special agent in charge, Mark McCulloch.
It is clear that this is a targeted act of violence, and the FBI is investigating this as an act of terrorism.
Officials say eight people were injured. At least one is in critical condition. A suspect is under arrest. This woman was stunned.
I'm horrified. I mean, I live 5 minutes away, and the fact that this is happening to Jews in my local community makes me scared.
CBS's Anna Schechter.
The FBI said the suspect had on him a makeshift flamethrower and threw an incendiary device, Molotov cocktails, and said that he yelled Free Palestine.
Investigators say he's a 45-year-old Egyptian.